Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez, and good to be social. And today we're going to talk about how to market a sub-brand at a law firm, which is a very interesting topic. Our guest today is Lisa Friedlander. Lisa is the head of business development and client relations at Next. Lisa started out as an attorney, an entrepreneur, and an angel investor. She practiced corporate and telecommunications law for 15 years in both large and small law firms. She also served as a VP general counsel for a satellite telecommunications company. She co-founded Activity Rocket in 2013. Activity Rocket was an aggregated marketplace for kids' activities and summer camps. And Lisa led that company as their CEO. Lisa joined Shulman Rogers to help launch and grow the Next platform, as well as support the business services group. Lisa is a mentor and speaker for a variety of entrepreneurships and investment groups, and sits on the advisory board of several startups. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Guy. What a fantastic way to spend a Friday afternoon. Happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you on board and learn a little bit about you and about what you've been doing at Next. But before we do that, why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself? Like, how did you make the decision of going from a practicing lawyer and then really focusing now more on the marketing and business development side of things?
Sure. Well, as you noted, I went a traditional legal career route and practiced corporate and telecom law and big firms, small firms, you know, for about 15 years. Really enjoyed my career, but it was the experience that I had when I went in-house. And you may hear a lot of attorneys speak of this. It's sort of like the first time you're on the inside, so to speak, and you get to help, you know, prevent problems from occurring rather than, you know, reacting to problems that have already happened. And it was really when I was inside the company that I really discovered a passion for business itself. And that actually led me to want to stop, you know, give up the practice of law on a daily basis and, you know, launch my own company and start my own entrepreneurial journey. But it was really that experience that not only exposed me to business, but exposed myself to talents and skills that I didn't know I had, and then sort of really wanted to pursue a career that would allow me to use more of those talents than, you know, the muscles I had been using, so to speak, practicing law for 15 years.
So then after you sold your company, Activity Rocket, you join Shulman Rogers to help launch and grow Next. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Next and what Next is all about?
Sure. Actually, it was, you know, obviously I was a provider of legal services for many years. And when I was running my company, yes, I could do a lot of the day-to-day stuff myself, but there were certainly plenty of things that I couldn't and, you know, had to engage a law firm. Especially when we sold the company, that certainly wasn't anything that I could do on my own. So from being a provider of legal services for over a decade, I then became the client of legal services. And, you know, experienced what I'm sure every, you know, client and business owner has experienced when they engage a law firm, you know, overall some great things, but, you know, some also not so good things. Terms of particularly around predictability and reasonableness and sustainability of fees, you know, lack of, you know, communication time and all of those types of pain points that law firms deal with on a regular basis when servicing their clients. And I was very familiar with Shulman Rogers. Shulman Rogers is a large regional law firm that's been in the DC metro area for 50 years. In fact, we literally just celebrated our 50th anniversary on April 1st. April Fool's Day, but this is no nice. April Fool's. and a gentleman by the name of Anthony Millen, who was a serial entrepreneur, launched this new division within Shulman called Next. And it was all about startup and emerging growth companies. and meeting them where they were and servicing them in a really innovative and disruptive way. And having had literally just the experience of being on the receiving end of legal services and, you know, personally experiencing all the pain points that Anthony set out to solve with Next, I actually reached out to him and kind of raised my hand and said, I get this. I get what you're doing. And I think a lot of companies, small businesses, and startups are really going to react positively to this value proposition. And I have no desire to go back and practice law, but if you need somebody to help you build this, you know, as a platform, and that's really the way that we've approached it, I'm raising my hand. I can, you know, I'll do marketing, I'll do business development, I'll do strategic partnerships, I'll do customer account, I'll do everything. I'll just leave the practice of law itself to you guys and the other attorneys at the firm. And he bit. He took the bite. He took it. And here I am, a little over three years later.
Fantastic. So how has the interrelationship with Next and, I guess, the parent firm, Shulman Rogers, how has that dynamic worked? And, you know, what are some of the challenges that you have faced with that type of interrelationship? Or in this case, you know, being a sub or a spinoff of the main firm?
Yeah, it's a great question. And not something I have to say when I raise my hand and volunteer, you know, let me do this. Did I really pay attention to that? That's what we were really doing, you know, and understand at the time what that we were creating a sub-brand and what that meant. And, you know, how do you align with the existing partners and how do you align with the existing brand and how do you take that and build upon it? So it wasn't really something I had in my mind when, you know, when we started, but over the years, we've, you know, grown accustomed to understanding that that is indeed what we were doing. And I have to, you know, give Shulman Rogers a ton of credit. You know, law firms aren't necessarily the most innovative places.
Yeah.
You know, one can argue, you know, maybe a little more conservative, maybe a little more risk averse. But Shulman really, really was not only just open to this idea, but really excited by it and willing to put a lot of resources, both in time and money and, you know, and commitment to this idea that, you know what, small businesses and startups may need something a little bit different than what the traditional legal model offers. And guess what? We can do both. We can be sort of the partner in growth for the full life cycle of the company. And it's not that you necessarily start out with Next and then graduate, so to speak, but it's the idea that between all of the skill sets and all of the different business models that Shulman Rogers and Next provide, we can meet our clients where they are at the moment that they need legal services. So they recognize that, and you know, they really have been, you know, Next has been a priority for the firm, and you know, we've grown exponentially since. And that was sort of the jumping off point for the acceptance. And then it was our job to pay credence and respect to the larger brand, right? Here we are in a way arguing, oh, don't do it the old way, right? Come to Next. Well, meanwhile, we're within the old way, right? So it's sort of balancing that there is a need for different services that are packaged and paid for in different ways at different times, paying huge respect to the brand that Shulman Rogers has created over the last 50 years. And no need to diverge from that because it's a recognized, valued, respectable brand. So it was more we saw ourselves as an extension and incorporating that brand with huge respect, but then sort of letting the community know that this is not your traditional law firm. This is not your grandfather's law firm.
Right.
So it was a fine line. I'm not going to lie, right? There's always that balance. But I think that we've done it really well so far.
And logistically, how does it actually work? Like, how do you make sure that you're, as you said, respecting the existing brand and, you know, not going too far away from that, but at the same time, you know, from a marketing and business development perspective, going after and developing a strategy that is going to be the right strategy for Next? How has that worked?
Yeah. You know, I think it's worked out really well. We don't sort of operate in a full silo that's cardened off from the rest of the firm. You know, Shulman Rogers, in addition to myself, has two remarkable women that lead marketing and business development. And they've been incredibly supportive of Next and helpful to me. And we've all kind of, you know, looked at it as, you know, Next is an extension of Shulman that is appropriate and offers this really certain particular value that many other firms don't offer. And let's all look at this together collectively as a way to grow Shulman Rogers and as a way to make sure that our clients, no matter how big or small their business is or how big or small their legal need is, that we meet them where they are. And it really is all about that client-centric approach. And the fee structure, the way that we do it at Next, is just one pillar of that.
Right. And I would imagine sometimes it's advantageous for Next to say, hey, we're part of a larger entity, you know, an entity that's been 100%. Around for over 50 years and it has the depth and experience that Shulman Rogers have. I would imagine that sometimes it's also better to just say, we're not the traditional law firm. We do things differently. And so that must be a little bit, you know, challenging, I would imagine.
I honestly believe it's the best of both worlds. I really do. You know, we have 75 plus attorneys that are all incredibly bright and talented. Most of them came from big law or, you know, SEC or, you know, real high caliber entities. And we get to draw upon them, right? We get to draw upon these incredible attorneys on a regular basis as needed. So I think it gives us the ability to really have the best of both worlds. You know, we have this unique fee structure, which we can definitely talk about. And, you know, for most of the corporate work, that's, you know, how it's handled. But then we get to give our clients, especially the larger clients, right, as they grow, that we have the support and we have the expertise and we have the experience to, again, be that partner in your full life cycle. You're never going to grow out of us, and you're never going to grow out of us because we have this huge powerhouse of Shulman Rogers behind us.
I love it. So talk a little bit about Next and, you know, your fee structure. What makes you guys unique?
Yeah. So one of the pain points that Anthony and his decade of experience of running companies as a serial entrepreneur, and what drew me as a new entrepreneur, having experienced it for the first time, is sort of a couple of different things. One is legal fees, the dreaded billable hour. Two is that for most firms, not Shulman, but a lot of times clients will feel that the model is attorney-centric and not client-centric. And then three, the lack of being willing to use technology, like to meet our entrepreneurs where they are in terms of communicating and making the whole attorney-client relationship just as transparent and collaborative and efficient as it possibly can. So those are like the three main pillars. And to solve for fees, right, the primary pillar perhaps, and to many for sure, we believe that predictability and reasonableness and sustainability in fees is critical. It's critical for any company, but it's certainly critical when you're launching a startup, growing, scaling, raising outside capital. So what we've done is we've taken a broad variety of legal services that companies use on a regular basis, and we've productized them. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's a commitment to that predictability. So a lot of larger law firms will have formation packages, for example. Maybe they have a couple of fixed fee packages. But then it drops off very quickly from there. We have a commitment to predictability and reasonableness and sustainability across, you know, 70, we have 70, 75 fixed fee packages right now. And if we don't have one, our first go-to is to create one. Mm-hmm. Now, not every time, you know, leave what you need. Maybe it has more complexity, maybe it's an M&A. You know, there are obviously lots of instances where a fixed fee approach is not going to work. And if that's not the case, that's okay. But again, we will fall back on that reasonableness, sustainability, and transparency in those fees, always communicating with our clients where we are, always trying to give, you know, either an estimate or a cap, trying to stay within that world as of being as close to 100% predictability as we possibly can.
Fantastic. To what extent do you feel like your background and Anthony's background as entrepreneurs have really shaped the way that not only that you operate Next, but also the way you market Next?
Yeah. And I mean, thank you for that question. I honestly think it has everything to do with it. We like to say that Next is by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. And, you know, the way that we've kind of launched, and if we were in person, I'd be air quoting. Because we kind of launched a startup. Next is kind of, you know, at least was a startup, you know, within a law firm. And we absolutely treated it as such. And we branded it and we, you know, raised awareness around it with marketing and partnerships. We've developed a platform approach where we have all these other value adds to our clients. And I don't think that would have happened if we weren't approaching it from an entrepreneurial perspective. And I think that's why our clients love it so much and really enjoy working with us, is because we're not just smart attorneys. And not to knock smart attorneys, that's a critical foundation. Of course, that has to be there. But we also have all this other experience that we've actually done this before. And we are investors. So when companies are raising money, we can put on our investor hat. So it's like where, you know, legal meets startups, meets business experience, meets strategic, you know, advice. It all kind of converges together under the Next umbrella.
Fantastic. It's so exciting.
Of course, you guys, I have to say, have helped us get there. You know, working with Good to Be Social was certainly one of the best decisions that we've done early on, and you guys have been integral to our growth.
Well, thank you for the plug. I appreciate that. So, you know, we're running out of time, and I know you're busy, so I do want to let you go. But before I let you go, you know, I feel like more and more firms are exploring the concept of developing sub-brands or, you know, divisions or separate companies within their own firms. You know, looking back at the last 3 years and all the work you've done with Next, you know, what word of advice or some keen insights that you've learned you would tell to, you know, people that are thinking about doing this within their law firms?
Yeah, you know, really good question. Well, first, I would say it's not for everybody. I mean, I really do believe that. I really think your firm, the larger law firm culture, really has to allow for it and provide space for it. And again, Shulman, you know, really has done that with a really forward thinking, innovative approach and culture to how the firm practices law. So I think you have to know your audience, if you will, in terms of, you know, is there fertilizer, is there open space for a sub brand or, you know, something like that to grow within the larger garden of the law firm, so to speak. And so that would be the first thing. The second thing, if that is the case and you feel that that does exist, then I think the next step is to, you know, making sure that you have some real champions of the initiative. Like, again, we've been so lucky. Next has been so lucky. There have been so many incredible champions of what we're doing within the firm that, you know, really a buy-in right from the beginning. And I think that is also required. So you need the culture, you need some cheerleaders, and then you need people like, you know, Anthony and myself or in our whole Next team. We have some incredible attorneys that are really committed to this new approach. Larry Bard is the co-chair of Next. We just brought on another senior attorney with incredible venture capital experience, Daryl Barros, and Associates, Hunter and Brittany and Sarah, like everybody is uber committed to this. So I think it's all three across. The firm as a whole has to have the right culture. Then you need some specific attorneys firm-wide that are going to be those cheerleaders. And then, of course, you need the boots on the ground patriots, you know, that are really committed to making it happen.
Excellent. All right. Well, we've run out of time, but thank you for being on the show.
Awesome. And this went by so fast.
All right. Time flies when you're having fun. To our audience, thank you for listening on today. If you enjoy today's episode and you want to make sure you don't miss any future episodes, go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe there and, you know, make sure that you can check out some of our past shows. Lisa, thank you again for your time here today. We're going to publish the podcast and we'll publish the show notes with a link to Next and a link to your LinkedIn profile. Awesome. So if people want to get in touch with you, they can do that. All right.
Yeah, please do. Thank you so much, Guy. Our email is easy. It's info@next.law. Our website is next.law. And really grateful for everything you and the incredible team at Good to Be Social has done. And thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you for being here, Lisa. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Till next time.